Mark Twain was the embodiment of the writer as outsized personality, and few have ever handled the role as well. He moved comfortably from the printed page to the creation of an affable, curmudgeonly, and world-famous stage performer, his wit and his words as his calling card. So bringing him to life on stage is no small task, but it's been a lifelong pursuit for McAvoy Lane, who's coming to Hawaii with a reimagining of Twain that drags him into a century for which he was not prepared. McAvoy's on the line with us now. Good morning.
That was Roosevelt that saved Hilo. I could have been a rough rider if we'd gone to war in automobiles.
I can barely hear you, McAvoy. Can you lean into your phone a little bit more?
Yeah. I had the answer to that trivia question, but I couldn't get on the line.
Well, it was an answer, but thanks for trying, right?
I don't vote for politicians. It only encourages them. How's everything out in Hawaii? Nay, we're happy to be coming your way.
It's pretty good, pretty good. You know, you're reminding me that Twain really succeeded in becoming a writer as public figure in a way. I can't think of any other writer who's done quite as well behind that. Have you?
George Shultz, maybe.
Yeah, it doesn't really spring to mind, though. But Twain had a comment for everything, seemingly, and was able to sort of combine humor with insight as few writers ever have, seems to me.
He was limitlessly human. And Kathy Collins dragged him into the 21st century with such flair. I mean, her personality, she's just delightful. And she brings out the best in Mark Twain, really.
So she is performing with you in Twain Meets Titta. Describe the show to me, if you would.
Well, in three words, it's satire meets attitude.
Uh-huh.
And it's a wonderful chemistry. It really works well. We were unsure when we first thought about doing this, about how it might work. And then all of a sudden it was like, wow, how natural for Titta to interrupt Mark Twain and make his life miserable.
So you speak as Twain, using his language, his words?
Right from the 25 letters he wrote to the Sacramento Union.
Uh-huh. And what does she do?
She brings him up to date and corrects him and just drags him around.
So in the process, you've got a lot of, What are some of the subjects he dealt with in these original letters? Because that was kind of the launch of his literary career, wasn't it?
Oh, gosh, yes. This enabled him to leap from journalism to literature.
Yeah. By talking about what?
Well, he discovered his literary lodestone, really, in Hawaii. As a specific example, he's talking about the price of land on Maui being $1 to $150 an acre. And then Titta interrupts him and says, now buy you one bag of sand, small bag of sand. And it's just delightful. It just tickles me. And I've never had so much fun in a white suit.
But you've spent a lot of time in a white suit, and you've taken it all over the world. What are the things that you are sort of universal to the audiences that you've faced as Twain?
Well, they love his not just a sense of humor, but a humorous outlook on life.
Yeah.
And there's a big difference there. You know, the comedian's job is to make us laugh, and laughter is good for us, keeps the doctor bills down. But the humorist is really only looking for a nod of acknowledgement or the hint of a smile as to where you fit into the nature of things.
That's a good distinction to make, the humorist as opposed to the comedian. So it's a comical view of life, not necessarily going for a belly laugh or a punchline. Yeah,
exactly. It's just the good-natured side of the truth, Chris.
Yeah. Well, a lot of his pronouncements have the feel of offhand remarks, but you have a feeling they're a little more calculated than that. And I'm thinking of things like, my favorite is, Wagner's music is much better than it sounds.
I know.
Which has a lot of truth in it, right?
It is. Yeah, absolutely. Another one that strikes home is Hawaii is one long, slumbering Sabbath. The good that die there experience no change, for they fall asleep in one heaven and wake up in another.
You know, it's a, there's a vein almost of, in his later writings, there's a vein of sadness about never being able to return to Hawaii, right?
Oh, gosh, nostalgia. We finished the show with the prose poem that Kathy reads as herself, not Tita.
Uh-huh.
And it's so touching, and it brings forth exactly what you just said. It's his nostalgic look back at the Sandwich Islands, which he knows he'll never see again.
Yeah.
As being a dream, really. And I won't give it away because the prose poem is worth the price of admission.
Well, he spent how long in Hawaii?
4 months.
And that was during one. He kind of almost by accident scored a news scoop, didn't he?
Yes, the Hornet went down, and for 33 days, these poor 15 souls drifted around in the Pacific before they washed up at Laupahoehoe, and they were on the verge of cannibalism. But Captain Mitchell kept them calm. He was a hero, and Twain happened to get the story and write it up, and it was published. Oh, all across the country, even in New York. When he finally got back to Sacramento, he asked the two owners what they might want to give him for that wonderful scoop. And Sam suggested, well, how about $100 a column? It was three columns. They smiled, not a friendly smile, but the kind of smile you smile when you find sand in your sandwich, and paid him. It was... If anything, from all those letters, gave him the launch pad, it was that story about the Hornet.
It's an inspiration for writers everywhere trying to get paid, isn't it?
Pay for content. We believe in that, don't we?
Yeah, we sure do, McAvoy. Nobody else does, though. Thanks very much for taking the time.
Well, I hope to get to meet you, Chris.
Yeah, I hope so. We'll be looking for this show. McAvoy Lane has performed as Mark Twain more than 4,000 times over the last 28 years. He and Maui's own Kathy Collins, performing as her pigeon-speaking alter ego, Tita, will perform Twain Meets Tita on four islands between May 2nd and May 5th. You can get details from our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.